Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025. If you're thinking about plans for the weekend, how about something in a coastal Maine town that involves art, music, seafood and drinks, and even raising funds for an important cause? Well, you'll have that opportunity Saturday in Castine. Here are the details.
Hi, I'm Roberta, and I'm with the Trinitarian Congregational Parish of Castine. And I wanted to tell you about an exciting new event that Castine is having on Saturday, July 26th, on the Common on Court Street. We are hosting our first ever Art Under the Elms Festival of Art and Creativity. And the purpose of this is to enhance our outreach to our neighbors on the Blue Hill Peninsula who are experiencing food insecurity, as well as using the net proceeds to help fund the Interfaith Fuel Fund here in Castine and the surrounding area. We will be hosting artists from all over Maine. We have artists from Portland, Deer Isle, Belfast, Camden. We will be having painting, art glass, photography, drawing, mixed media, and as a, something special and new in Castine, we will be serving appetizers and cool summer beverages, including champagne, wine, and beer on the Common. The appetizers include lobster, scallops, gazpacho, and just several other incredibly yummy. And beef tenderloin on blue cheese biscuits. The Witherly Library and the Castine Arts Association have teamed up to offer music during the event. And we're going to have four different bands playing in different times during the event on the Witherly Library property, but it will be easily heard on the Common for everyone to enjoy. This is a family-friendly event. All ages are welcome. So please come. It's from 10 to 4 on Saturday, July 26th. It's free. There's no entry fee. And when you come, plan to spend the rest of the day strolling around Castine and enjoying our sweet little seaside town.
That was Roberta in Castine. The Art Under the Elms event is this coming Saturday, the 26th, from 10 to 4 in Castine. Taking a quick look at what was in the news in Maine 100 years ago today, on July 23, 1925, powerful storms had passed through the area, causing infrastructure damage and even blowing one of the amusement booths off the pier at Old Orchard Beach in southern Maine. The KKK was about to have a meeting in Portland, an event that was announced in some of the newspapers as if it were just a regular event. And the Bucksport Verona Island Bridge, which was at that time a swing bridge, was about to be closed to be reinforced for the traffic it was now facing. And in the meantime, you could take a ferry between Prospect and Bucksport, you and your car, for $1.50, which seems kind of steep considering that was 100 years ago. Anyway, that's all we have time for today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.